celebrate Christmas Eve, and I just love Christmas, and I love Christmas Eve services, and thanks for being here. Back in 2018, a friend of mine gave me a calendar with Charlie Brown cartoons on it for every day, and I really like Charlie Brown, and so I came to one for December 21st, and in this cartoon, Charlie Brown's watching television, and his little sister Sally comes into the room, and she asks him, "Is it Christmas yet?" And he replies without looking away from the television set, "No, it's four more days." Sally, his sister, says, "How come it takes so long for Christmas?" So Charlie Brown responds, "Christmas is on top of a steep hill, and the closer you get to it, the steeper the hill is." And so the last panel of the cartoon, you see Sally saying to Snoopy, Charlie Brown's dog, "Christmas is on top of a steep hill." Well, you know, as I think about our Christmas celebrations, it can feel like it's on top of a steep hill. It is a hill that we have been climbing now for weeks. All the preparation, all the programs, all the parties, all the shopping, all the baking, all the cleaning house, the cards, the decorating. Someone said that an informal survey revealed that what most people want for Christmas is two more weeks to prepare for it, right? Boy, Janelle and I can relate to that. We have this tradition, as many of you do, where because of our kids having in-laws and that we do every other year Christmas. And so this is our year to host all of our family, our grandkids, for Christmas. We're so excited about having everybody here for Christmas. But it has felt like a steep hill getting ready. Plus, I don't know what we were thinking, but we decided that we would remodel our den, painting, carpet, the whole thing, at Christmas time. Next time I suggest that, please slap some sense into me. I do not recommend that. So tonight, you may feel like you've been climbing this very steep hill for Christmas. But I want to tell you this. It's here. Ready or not, it's here. It's one thing, though, to see the Christmas celebration sitting up on top of a steep hill to climb to get to Christmas. But it's another thing to see the Christmas message sitting on top of a steep hill and you're trying to get to it. Indeed, there are many people today that would suggest that the Christmas message and Christ is on top of a hill that you must climb to. There are those who suggest you must get there on your own. One theologian named Michael Horton wrote this: "People attempt to climb to heaven on the rungs of reason, morality, experience, arguments, or activities. We imagine that we can get to God with our religion. We can get to God through our righteousness. We can get to God through wonderful acts of philanthropy. We can get to God simply by being good enough. And so we climb again the steep hill, but we never seem to really get to God. And the reason is because Christmas and Christianity is not based on what we can do, but what's been done. In other words, we don't climb up to get to God because God has descended to us. This is the Christmas story. Again, Michael Horton writes, "God has climbed down to us, meeting us not in the high places we erect, but in the lowliest places, in a stable, suffering our scorn, fellowshipping with sinners, hanging on a cross. God descends to us in humility and sacrificial generosity. God did not wait for us to discover him. He spoke and he acted first." The bishop of Alexandria in Egypt in 4th century, named Athanasius, wrote about the fact that God deals with us as people like a good teacher does with their pupils. He writes, coming down to their level and using very simple means. Pastor Tim Keller wrote, "Christmas is the end of thinking that you are better than someone else, because Christmas is telling you that you could never get to heaven on your own. God has to come to you." You see, the Bible makes it very, very clear that Christ came down to us. It's seen in the use of the word came. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I came that they might have life and have it abundantly," which means full and meaningful. In John 16:27, Jesus says, "I came forth from the Father." And the most beautiful expression of his coming is in John chapter 1, verse 1. It expresses it to us this way. "In the beginning was the Word," meaning Jesus, "and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory is the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." As I said last Sunday, in Jesus, God moved into the neighborhood. He came. We see that in our expression in our carols tonight. We sang, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus." We sang, "O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray." We sang, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come. He has come to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found." In the Bible, there are over 300 titles and names for Jesus. One of the most significant ones is the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now notice it doesn't say God above us, God around us, God near us, God in the temple, God in the tabernacle, God in the cloud, God in the sky, God in the mountain. No, it says God with us, fully present with us in humanity. God came to us. The other word that goes along with that in the Bible is the word gave. Jesus is given to us in coming to us. In John 3:16, one of the most famous verses in the Bible, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God came, God gave. And there is a reason he came down. And the reason he came down is to give us a relationship with the living God. He said, "I'm going to deal with your sin that keeps you from God." In Mark 10:45, it says, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give," there's that word again, "his life, a ransom for many." Paul writes in Galatians 1:4, "Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins." 1 Timothy 2:14, "Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us." Jesus came, God gave. And that little baby in the manger grew up in humanity, never diminishing his deity. And as God died on the cross for our sins, rose again to enable us to have a gift of relationship with the living God, to forgive us our sins by receiving him as our Savior. Again, the Christmas carol sang this evening, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus, from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. In this world of sin where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. O come to us, abide with us, O Lord Emmanuel." He came, he gave. And why? What was the motivation for his coming? Why was he pleased as men with men to dwell? Why did he do it? One author put it simply, it was love. It was love, pure and simple and totally undeserved by us. God so loved the world that he gave. Tonight I pray, friends, that if you have never received Jesus who came in love for you, you will not find him as you climb some steep mountain and hill to find the Christ of Christmas. Again, we can't ascend to him, but he descends to us. And you can know him, and he can come to you and be in you. The Bible says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." Some years ago, I received a Christmas card from my sister that expresses my prayer for you tonight. The card simply said, "May you rest in the peace of believing and the joy of receiving the gifts that our Savior has given to you. He came, we believe." I want to end tonight with a story by the late radio host and storyteller Paul Harvey. He shared that there was a Christmas Eve one time when a family carried out their tradition, much like you tonight, where the mother and the children would go to Christmas Eve services and the father would stay home and read the paper. When the father would come home from church, when the family would come home, they would gather around the father and they would open their presents. The father just couldn't believe in the childhood stories of God anymore, coming as a baby in a manger. So he stayed home, let the family go to church, and he opened up the evening paper and began to read by the fireplace. Suddenly, he heard a tapping on the window. It was a bird trying to get in from the cold and the snow to the warmth of his home. The man had compassion on the bird. He went outside and hoping to bring the bird in. As he approached the bird just flew against the window harder and harder and harder. Pretty soon, the bird flew into the bushes below the window. Half frozen, yet too afraid to be caught by this huge man. The more the man tried to reach for the bird, the more the bird flew frantically into the snow in the thorn bushes. After a few minutes, in the cold and seeing the bird continue to injure himself, the man yelled out in frustration, "Stupid bird, can't you understand? I'm trying to help you." The man paused and thought, "If only you understood, you wouldn't fly away. If only I could become a bird and get you to understand my care." Just then the church bells rang as they always did at that hour. But when the man heard the bells this time, he fell to his knees and began to cry out, saying, "Oh God, I didn't understand. I didn't understand your care and what you did in coming to us." We do understand tonight. The Christmas story, the particularly Christ of Christmas, is not on top of some steep hill to ascend to. Charlie Brown and his sister Sally were wrong. Christmas is where God descended to us, became a man like us. He's come. He's given. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you tonight that the story is so simple, that Jesus Christ came to us. He descended in love, mercy, and grace, that we might come to that love and mercy and grace even tonight. Lord God, we thank you that this simple story of the baby born in Bethlehem is the story of hope, story of grace, forgiveness, and mercy. May none of us leave tonight without understanding that that hope and that mercy and that grace and that forgiveness is for each of us. No one is exempt. Everyone is welcome. On this silent night, so holy night, we give glory and praise to you for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. For we pray in his name. Amen. One of my favorite traditions of